Yesterday, we heard from half of the Democratic candidates for the 6th congressional seat, Jim Gray, Reggie Thomas, and Amy McGrath. Today, we hear from the remaining candidates. These three men, Daniel Kempf, Jeff Young, and Ted Green, likely face an uphill climb. Never holding political office can create name recognition challenges, which can make it more difficult to raise money for a campaign. That's been a reality of American politics for a long time. Daniel Kempf, a Lexington business analyst, came to the Bluegrass from California 6 years ago. He's clear that his decision to make an inaugural political run came right after the presidential election.
I thought that after the 2016 election that authenticity mattered, honesty mattered, it mattered to the voters. And I also thought that there was awakening about how politicians address issues.
Well, Kempf is making his first run at office. Retired state engineer Jeff Young is running for the fifth time with no wins thus far. Young says he felt the need to run. He fears an all-out global nuclear war is possible.
Situation in Washington is that serious? Our so-called leaders are that aggressive and reckless?
Ted Green was born in Montana. He says he's migrated around the U.S. for 50 years, learning about America, and ended up in central Kentucky. Green, who appeared with the other five candidates on KET's Kentucky Tonight this week, said then he believes Washington politicians are, by and large, not connected with citizens.
These people, meaning representatives in Washington, just don't simply seem to care what's going on out here with the people. So we need somebody in Washington that's going to care for the people.
The economy often influences voters as they go to the polls. Kempf believes government can play a bigger role in creating quality jobs.
We want to know that we're making a contribution and that we believe in the work that we're doing. We don't want just a job. We don't want just work. We want more than that. And I really believe in that. And that's something we can pursue. That is something the government can participate in.
Kempf says too many rights have been given over to corporations, and their push for profit has become more important than the experience of the workers. Young, meanwhile, calls himself a lifelong environmentalist. He says his work as an engineer in state government bears that out.
The mission of that office was to improve energy efficiency in all sectors of Kentucky's economy and to promote renewable energy technologies such as solar, wind power, alternative fuels for vehicles that would be less polluting.
Green says his lifelong travels all over the United States have included taking in a common sight.
Every place I go, I see suffering. I see people in the streets. I see people sleeping in the bridges, people getting their food out of dumpsters and garbage cans. This is not how Americans should be.
One perpetual issue of Congress is immigration reform. Kempf says Congress's inability to move on reform, quote, gets under my skin.
It's our responsibility to have an immigration policy that allows them to get in line and to qualify for citizenship and to eventually achieve it, proving themselves to be quality citizens. It's not the immigrants failing. They do everything they can.
On health care, Kempf says health care for profit is, again in his words, just evil. Young believes a single-payer health care system is what he terms the gold standard. He says modifying the Affordable Care Act is not feasible.
They say, oh, we need to tweak what we have now. That is a prescription for political failure.
Green admits health care is one of the pressing matters for central Kentuckians, but he also says it's difficult to single out only one key issue.
It's almost like, you know, throw a dart and then start working on that. But I think the most important things we need to deal with first is the health care issue and the opiate. And those kind of, I think, run hand in hand.
All six Democrats vying for the 6th district congressional seat are hoping to unseat GOP incumbent Andy Barr. Barr faces his one Republican opponent, Chuck Eddy, in next Tuesday's primary. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.